And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 9 o'clock on your Thursday morning. It is 9, and coming up next is Press Watch, today celebrating May Day. Provoking the only major opposing nuclear power, ignoring the climate storm disaster, and a list of 10 ridiculous things for conformists to swallow. All on the News You're Not Supposed to Know show, it's Press Watch coming up next. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fogering speaks with John Michael Greer, author of Decline and Fall, The End of Empire and the Future of Democracy in 21st Century America. At 10 on Air Cascadia, founder Mark Lake, that is Air Cascadia City Repair founder Mark Lakeman joins Chris Andre to talk about the 2014 Village Building Convergence. At 10:15, Flashpoints features a recent speech by journalist Ali Abuniba, founder of the Electronic Intifada and the author of One Country, A Bold Proposal to End the Israeli-Palestinian Impasse. At 11, on Between the Covers, host Sanika Mehta speaks with Salem lawyer and author Michael Pacheco about his new collection of Angels, Demons, and Chopped Chorizo. And at 11:30 on Black Book Talk, host Patricia Welch, Emma Jackson Ford, and O.B. Hill interview award-winning young adult author Sharon Draper about her work. That is all coming up on a very busy morning. Stick around. Press Watch is next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio and the Clinton Street Theater are proud to present the May film in the monthly sex workers film series, Mr. Angel, on Friday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. Shot over 6 years, Mr. Angel is a documentary that chronicles the life of Buck Angel, a transgender advocate, educator, and porn pioneer. Again, that's Friday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. More information about this film and the Sex Workers film series can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. And it's May Day. Happy May Day. Left opinion, counter propaganda, and the news you're not supposed to know. I'm Teresa Mitchell. There's this new technology available that is an adjunct to your web surfing, and it's really cool. You can be surfing whatever you want on the web, and you can be enjoying or memorizing content that comes to you by this new technology. And the great thing about it is that it's not traceable. You use a little unit, which is relatively inexpensive and can be found everywhere. And all you got to do is switch it on to community radio. It's radio. Radio, a terrific adjunct to your web surfing. And this is KBOO Portland. And I'm here to do the news you're not supposed to know. And this is May Day, and it's also the start of our membership drive. And so this is your opportunity. If you've been looking for something, you know, if you've been asking yourself, how can I contribute to what's to the good things that are happening in the world? How can I back up things like Occupy? How can I back up the events that are happening today for May Day, which I'm about to tell you about? There's a terrific way to do that. And thousands of people in the Portland and Western Cascadia area, the KBOO broadcast area, have been doing it. And it's sort of like Sort of like Kickstarter, except all we need is another tank of gas, and this is the time. So call 800-500-5266. 800. Oh, no, it's not 800. It's 877-500-5266. 877 is the toll-free number. 500-5266. Let's get right into the news. Melting polar ice cap is causing waves the size of houses. This is from MSN. Compared with the monster seas of the Pacific, they write, Arctic waters are a picture of calm, whipping up at their most violent into lake-like chop, or at least that was the case. Now, new research shows that something is whipping up waves that reach 16 feet. Jim Thompson is quoted saying, that's a big wave, that's a house-sized wave, and there has never been observed before in the Arctic. Question is, why is it happening now? He says, as the ice retreats in the Arctic, which it is doing in a very remarkable way, we're finding more and more waves, and we're finding a very direct relationship between the height of the waves and the retreat of the ice. Now, I've been saying, especially over the last year, that there's an acceleration in the actual events and in the projections of global warming. What I'm saying is when you see that certain things may happen in the future, they're starting now and they're starting today. And if you really pay attention over the last decade, we're not really on top of it. We need a more general and more comprehensive analysis, and I'm attempting in my own way to provide that. And I am alarmed at climate change, and we are moving towards the summer of the Northern Hemisphere, and I think it's going to be very stormy, and I think there's going to be a great deal more fires. Those fires are going to put soot, which is going to cause more warming. They're going to put soot on the snow is what I mean to say. There will be more tundra fires, which are absolutely devastating to ice cover and its albedo. The trigger has been pulled is what I'm saying. And returning to that article, every summer the planet gets a whole new ocean, and with a new ocean comes new waves, it turns out. Wind is the major force creating the waves. Well, it makes smaller waves locally. Swells for those big rolling waves that can rear up out of the sea in storms come from much farther away. That explains why until recently the Arctic had white caps but no swells. But the polar ice cap's recent peel back is opening up huge spans of water needed to make waves big. And departing from that, big waves, more melting, more cracking of glaciers as they enter the ocean, things getting worse and worse and worse. And if we had a democracy, and if the news media served that democracy, and I can think of ways in which that could happen, it'd be kind of scary, it would be different, then I think that would be one of the top news items, and we'd be talking about that much more than bigots who won't pay for their cattle grazing fees. However, it is May Day, and it's a beautiful May Day here in the Portland area. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO. Let me give you a few things that are happening today for May Day 2014, Portland. If you are here, or if you can get down to Portland sometime today, assemble at 3 p.m. at the South Park Blocks. That's around go up Burnside on the southwest side to about 8th Avenue and look for the giant brass elephant. That's what they're talking about, South Park Blocks. That elephant is really fun, by the way. It was donated by a wealthy Chinese businessman. The march will start at 4 p.m. and end at 5:30 p.m. Contact Portland May Day Coalition for routes and questions. Just look that up with a search engine. Now, remember the torch and pitchfork protests at City Hall back in February addressing Mayor Hale's crackdown on the houseless? Well, prepare yourself for night two. Meet at Pioneer Courthouse Square at 5 o'clock to commence the march. That's at 5 o'clock for the pitchforks and torches. And 3 p.m. with a march starting at 4 at Portland May Day Coalition. And once again, that's 3 o'clock at South Park Blocks, or your choice, Pioneer Square with the pitchforks at 5 p.m. May Day, 1st of May. Hey, outdoor smooching starts today. And so I'd like for you to do the heroic thing and reach into your pocketbook and let your fingers do the walk and let your checkbook do the talking, so to speak, and call us up at 877-500-5266. Toll free 877-500-5266. And now, Pledge Central, Membership Central is joining us, and that is Will and Sam. Hi, Will and Sam. What's up?
Hi, hello, Teresa.
Teresa.
And a happy May Day to all our wonderful listeners out there. We'd like to say thank you for listening to KBOO, and we would like you to donate some money on this day. It's May Day. It's a big day for the proletariat. It's a big day for you, the listener, and it's a big day for KBOO. So if you call us at 877-500-5266, and I believe it's actually 1-877-500-5266 if you still have a landline, but please call us. Please pledge some money to keep this terrific radio station going. We don't, as people have previously said, have any corporate sponsors or any big, huge underwriters to keep this place going. It's all down to you, the listener, and some wonderful businesses around town that keep this station on the air. Isn't that right, Sam?
That is correct, William. And some of those businesses are Marcy Baking at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard, Frank's Noodle House at 822 Northeast Broadway, and La Buca at 40 Northeast 28th Avenue. They got involved. These are community members that got involved in their community with community media by feeding the volunteers who are ready to take your call at 877-500-5266. Those volunteers who will help guide the money from your pocket into KBOO's account to help pay the light bill, the phone and internet bill, all the bills that KBOO incurs in bringing you 168 hours of top quality radio programming every single week. You're going to pay those bills when you call 877-500-5266 to bring you the 2014 broadcast is going to cost $2,023 every single day, and we're asking you to put just a few pennies, nickels, and dimes towards that.
That's right. My man Sam is absolutely correct.
What kind of goodies we got?
Because free speech isn't free, and we really need you to donate, so please call us at 877-500-5266.
And if you need just a little icing on your cake, how about The Energy of Slaves, Oil and the New Servitude by Andrew Nikiforuk. This is a book about the overwhelming societal dependence on oil, usually discussed in just economic terms, but this book will look at the Promethean petro-prowess through an ethical lens, and the result is both shocking and deeply enlightening, just like KBOO in general. And you can have a copy of that with your membership of $60 for the year. Break that up to $5 a month. However you do it, just do it. Maybe you'll come see us in person. Where can they come, Will?
That is actually a great idea. My loony friend Sam, referring to that book as cake icing, makes me laugh. But I think it does sound like a fascinating book. And you can call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. But you can also walk in here. We're at Southeast 8th. We're 20 Southeast 8th, just off Burnside. Very easy to find. There's a big mural outside the building, so we're easy to spot. Come on in. That's how I got volunteering here. I've been volunteering here for more than 4 years now, and it's a very fulfilling thing to do. And you can also see where the magic happens. All the wonderful people who volunteer here, the few people who are on salary, and the people who make this place happen are what is really the essence of KBOO. So I recommend anybody come on down and visit us.
And thanks very much, Sam and Will. And one final suggestion as we go on, you can certainly call in as the program goes on. I hope that you do. And I would suggest $10 a month, which is what I've been suggesting for years and years, a couple of decades now, $10 a month. You can do that. And we can set it up so it comes painlessly out of your bank account. And when you do that, you will be supporting community radio and you will be pushing forward for revolution in the way that I best know, which is to get the information out so that people realize what's happening to them and what they can do about it. KBOO is a fantastic resource in that regard. And it's supported all entirely by the people who understand that it needs to be done and that they've got the shoulders to pull the wheel along with us. So have you got that? 877-500-5266. And for $10 a month, we'd love to give you a KBOO mug and the book that was mentioned. Think about that. $10 a month, you can do that. That's you right now calling us. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Now let's go to a list of 10 lies that we are supposed to quietly believe in order to get along and to conform. Lie number 10, democracy exists in the USA. Now, just never mind that you can't, and the majority of the people cannot get what they truly want, which they have expressed very clearly in various ways, which is a living wage, the end of climate-destroying pollution. Egalitarianism, I mean, we want a peaceful society. We don't want Jim Crow apartheid. We don't want wars, but we can't get it. But we are supposed to pretend, number 10, line number 10, that democracy exists in the USA. This is not the fact we have an oligarchy. That's not to say you can't get some occasional democratic force by going to the polls, and I'll be going to the polls, but I'm not kidding myself. I don't make the decisions. The billionaires do. Number 9, capitalism is the only way. It's the natural order of things. Natural order of things. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. So you start a business, you got a loan, and that makes you the man. Doesn't matter what gender you are, now you're the man. And not only can you have people come in and do most of the work, or maybe all of the work, but you don't have to pay them for the work that they do. As a matter of fact, in a capitalist model, you're not supposed to pay them for the work that they do. You pay them according to how desperate they are. That's called a wage. And that's the only way? Yeah, well, be sure and believe that. Number 8, believe this. War is defense. We're defending America. When we send our kids off and they come back in boxes, well, that's because they've heroically died defending America. From what, you ask? Good question. Number 7, global warming is just the way it is. It's too late. Nothing you can do. Global warming is going to happen. Or, hey, maybe you can control global warming just by bicycling and recycling. You're bicycling and recycling. So global warming, you know, it's in the future, but it'll probably work out somehow, right? No, that's a lie. Global warming is an extreme emergency. And it has to be addressed collectively and with policies. For example, there's absolutely no reason to set up a society in which land is distributed so that the workers have to commute 30, 40, 50 miles just to get to work. We could change a whole lot of global warming fast that way, and there's other ways that it could happen, but this is the lie you believe. Global warming is the way it is. Number 6, being an employee is natural. Being an employee is a case of increasing subjugation. And it ain't the natural state. And if you read the history and check out the statistics of employees in the United States, you'll realize this is something that has been imposed by the withdrawal of the commons, and it was the withdrawal of the commons by the very rich. It's unnatural. Number 5, anyone can compete, say, with Walmart. And this is true. Anyone can compete with Walmart if they have a fund of tens of billions of dollars as a startup. You won't compete equally at that point, because you would really need hundreds of billions to compete equally with Walmart. But you can probably bite into their profits if you just pull several billion dollars out from under your mattress. That would be a hell of a mattress, by the way. And then Walmart can start competing with you by saying, "Oh, well, we'll pay people to come in and have 4 tires on their car." And they can break you. But, you know, if you've got those billions in reserve. So I'm being sarcastic here, but of course, number 5, anyone can compete with Walmart is a ridiculous lie. Walmart is a dynasty, and they suck each Walmart store sucks $1 million out of its local economy every year, literally, from food stamps and services that their impoverished employees must be provided by everyone around them. And it's a very successful business model, sucking out the life of one town after another. And they're giving it a big try here in the Portland area, by the way. And I guarantee that that business model is working. That sucking is going on. The money is coming out of Portland, and it's being shipped off to the billionaire Walton heirs. And the longer they stay there, the poorer we will get. Number 4, racism is over. With local events, I think I'll just let that one hang. Number 3, sexism is over. Yeah, right. It's just a coincidence that you can't get paid the same as a man. Number 2, we're an exceptionally good people. We Americans, you know, sure, we make mistakes. Genocide of the Indians, enslavement of the Africans, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Central America, Iran, Iraq. But really, we're good. Just ignore those bleeding bodies. And the number 1 lie is that you can do nothing, because it is small groups of people working together, dedicated, passionate, wanting to achieve a goal that have done everything, every change that has been put through has been individuals getting together, pushing for what they thought was right and for what was important. And that brings me back to joining KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Now you need to put your shoulder to the wheel as well. You can get KBOO radio for free, and we're glad that you can, because, you know, a lot of times people just don't have extra money, and they need a free service, and we're here for you. But if you've got steady income, I think it's incumbent on you to join up. And as I was saying, I think you would quite enjoy sending in $10 a month. Let us set it up painlessly to take it out of your account, and you will get a mug and a book out of that. And the book is about the oil industry and how oppressive it is generally. And that dovetails neatly with the climate change alarm that I've been putting out. Mayday, mayday, the climate is changing horrifically fast, and we will see more of these record-breaking floods. We will see more situations where people are thrown way into the air, where their cars are swept away by mountainous floods. And it's just going to get worse and worse this year. I noticed that although there are no hurricanes in the Gulf right now, the devastation to Florida is being said to be worse than a hurricane in terms of flooding. Number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. A person to call is you. The reason you understand why KBOO radio is important, and I do predict that it's going to become, we're going to promote, but we're also riding along with the phenomenon of listening while surfing the web. I'll bet a number of you are doing that. I'd be interested to hear from you. 877-500-5266. And now, Membership Central is joining us again.
Thank you, Teresa. Yes, this is me, Will, with my erstwhile companion, Sam. And we are asking you to donate and help support this terrific radio station. That's KBOO. We need you to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And it just occurred to me, I listen to a lot of radio. I listen to satellite radio. I listen to regular NPR. But I mostly listen to KBOO because it's so informative and it gives me a fresh and different perspective on a lot of different news stories. And one of them is Teresa's show. Teresa just does a great show. I enjoy it every week. And it was Teresa when I first heard her talking about the clear cutting of trees, which caused that flood and landslide in Osho, Washington. Nobody else, no other radio format that I've been listening to has discussed that. They've talked about the flood and the disaster and the mudslide and the dead people, but they haven't talked about what caused it. And what you get right here at KBOO is the people who talk about the causes of the problems we're having, whether it's global warming or it's the recession. We're giving you the real information that you need and that you can rely on. So please call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And now my man, Sam.
You know, join in with James, renewing the membership right from all the way down in Salem. And Dave renewing from, and Lori, both renewing from the north part of Portland. So you know who we haven't heard from is Southeast and Northwest and the Southwest. Where are you at? Call 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Dave.
That's right. We know you're listening.
Let us enter your name into the good book of KBOO. Become a part of this family. Renew your membership. Your membership has lapsed, and it's time to return to the fold. We will welcome you back with open arms, no judgments. We just need to hear from you, because you need to hear from KBOO. That's why you tune in, because you know that you need this.
You need this
unembedded source of information. It's not impartial. It's advocating your interests, because you are the ones who make it happen, because it is here for you. 877-500-5266. KBOO has made a heroic effort to bring you the news and information, the arts and culture.
Testify, Sam.
The arts and culture programming that you rely on to be a fully informed and well-rounded citizen of your community.
Five minutes left.
It's time to close the circle, folks. 877-500-5266. For those of you listening on the web, use that little the little icon. Cartoon jar at the top right-hand corner of the page. It says, donate when? Today. Because that's the time to do it, is right now. And the one to do it is you. KBOO.FM or by phone, 877-500-5266.
You know, thanks, Sam.
Gorgeous day out today.
Oh, yes, it is.
And it's May Day.
So take a walk down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and make your contribution in person.
What a great present to the community.
We're about to go back to a little more of what we're asking you to support, so do it right now.
Please.
All right, that ticking sound that you hear is my Geiger counter, and just doing the weekly check on the studio here, which is a pretty good place because a lot of people are just tracking in whatever's in the street into the studio. And I'm getting 14 counts per minute, which is registering at 7,000ths millirem per hour. So relatively cool for the northwest area here in the studio. And tying in with that, there is information from FukushimaDiary.com that the dumps into the ocean are continuing. And continuing with the climate, the portions of days with warm weather in the U.S., according to climatearc.org and a James Kahn article, have increased by 25% over the past 50 years, according to a new data analysis. The analysis draws on publicly available data and represents the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, for how publicly available climate and weather data can be accessed and used. New York-based open data firm Enigma undertook the analysis. To do it, they looked at the unenviable task of sorting through more than 860 million tons of data from 90,000 weather stations across the county, and a resulting analysis shows that portions of hot weather days has steadily increased to 67%, up from 42% increase in the U.S. According to Enigma's website, that upward trend is highly significant, with a p-value, that's a, you know, their statistical term, approaching 0.0. In plain English, that means the odds of the increase in warm and very warm days in the U.S. is extremely unlikely to have happened by chance. So we're measuring it, folks. If anyone doubts, which is ridiculous if you're really paying attention at this point. Andre Damon writes in WSWS.org, the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 0.1% in the first quarter of this year. This is the second worst quarterly growth rate since the 2008 financial crash. Figure points to the fundamental reality. Got to put the fun in fundamental. That nearly 6 years after the eruption of the world economic crisis, the U.S. economy remains mired in a slump. Since 2008, the U.S. economy has lost an average annual growth rate of just 1.1%, has had a growth rate, that is, compared with an average rate of 3.3% for the entire post-war II period. These declines were partially offset by a spike in spending on utilities. Oh, God, that's pitiful. Mortgage lending, meanwhile, has fallen to a 14-year low. Only $235 billion in home loans was issued in the first quarter of this year, the lowest level since 2000. And departing from that information, I just want to comment that you may have heard that the stock market is going up and is back in record territory. Well, that's because there's a tremendous amount of borrowing to buy stocks. In other words, there's speculation. And, of course, there's speculation on speculation. And there's a frenzy in the upper 0.01%, the people who have got, and I kid you not, your minimum play. If you really want to play the stock market, if you want to get the good deals, $21 million each time you step in. $21 million, that's how rich those people are. And that's how separated they are from us. That's how much power they have. That's how much, quote, free speech, unquote, that they're going to be able to throw into the elections. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. There's so much more good programming coming up. While the state of Oregon gears up to test its shores for radioactive contamination from the Fukushima nuclear disaster, university scientists have found that radiation levels in some albacore tuna caught off its coast have tripled, according to researchers at Oregon State University. The results came after tests analyzed the cesium levels in 26 tuna caught prior to the 2011 nuclear calamities, go back as far as 2008, and those caught after the accident. So we're talking about cesium and cesium bioaccumulates. So later in that article, you can find the standard print that, oh, it's just a tiny bit and really it's okay, but it's not, because it accumulates in your heart. And this is why people are dying of stress, end quote. Oh my goodness, in Japan. I have run out of time and I must beg you once again, you've got just a few seconds, to make the mark on this show, which I very much appreciate. If you care about getting out the news you're not supposed to know, this is time to call 877-500-5266 and pair. Foggering is next. And all the ships at sea.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 15th annual Oregon Global Cannabis March on Saturday, May 3, 2014. Portland participants will gather in Pioneer Courthouse Square to march at noon through downtown Portland. Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer will be speaking immediately following the march. The rally will also feature other speakers and live music. Again, that's the 15th annual Global Cannabis March, Saturday, May 3rd at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, good morning out there. The happy May Day to one and all. My guest today is John Michael Greer, who's an author of, 30 books, including The Green Wizardry and The Long Descent. And the book we're going to talk about today,